This week in the Civil War, late October 1863, witnessed yet another continuing Union bombardment of Fort Sumter, Charleston, South Carolina. On Tuesday, October 27th, a total of 625 federal artillery shells were fired at Fort Sumter. The following day, 679 Union rounds were sent against the fort. And on the 29th, a massive bombardment of 1,657 artillery shells battered the Confederate structure and garrison. The outer walls of Fort Sumter were virtually reduced to rubble by these approximate 3,000 rounds of artillery. And in truth, the fortification ceased to be a vital military objective. It remained, however, still an important symbol for federal forces, given that the Civil War had started at Fort Sumter. But at the month's end, the oft-replaced Confederate flag still flew over a defiant and resistant Fort Sumter. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.